When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, we are here on episode 124, and I am super, super excited about today's topic because I think all of us need some help when it comes to social media and how we can repurpose our content. Now, if you've never heard of what repurpose your content means, what that really is how can we take one piece of content and how can we stretch that out so that way we can come up with a bunch of other ways that we can let our audience know about what it is that we have to offer, our tips, our tricks, all of the things that we are there to serve our audience. And we can do it in a way that's super, super easy. It's going to give us even more content of things that we can talk about, and it's going to save you so much time. And it's just going to take that pressure off of what to post on social media. So I'm super, super excited to dive into this interview today with Lindsay. So I'll take it away. Hey, authentic influencers. I am so excited to introduce you to Lindsay Phillips. She is an amazing content strategist when it comes to social media and really how to get your personal brand and people to really start paying attention to you and do it all in a way that's going to save you time, hours, everything. So I'm so excited for our conversation today. So welcome, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is going to be a great conversation because this is something that we were talking earlier, like not just network marketers, but everyone needs to know how we can really repurpose our content, save time, because social media can be such a time suck sometimes.
It's overwhelming.
It is. It totally is. So I'd love to hear your story of how you kind of got into this and how you got to be where you are now.
Yeah, it's... Your path and your journey is always, everyone's is so unique. Mm-hmm. I did not imagine myself to be doing this when I was younger. I actually used to run a export business, exporting vehicles to the States and doing all like the DOT and stuff like that. And then, so, you know, I had a taste of entrepreneurialism. And then the dollar went south and I went a different direction, had small kids. So I just worked like part-time somewhere else. And then just again, like as I had the kids, I was just like, there's got to be more. Like I need more time with them. I want to carve, you know, my own lifestyle. And honestly, I was making like $11 to $14 an hour. And I'm like, I'm smarter than this. I know I can make more. And then I started getting into like the VA world, like being a virtual assistant. And I just loved it. I thought it was really cool. Like there was so much to learn and it was always changing. And so I did that on the side. And then I got my own client and I was like, the earning potential was just like so much more. So I took a leap and quit the jobs and went into the biz, you know, just myself. And then of course you cap out hours for dollars and then grew a team. And then I learned that there were a lot of things with the VA stuff that just wasn't me. I loved the creative aspect of content marketing. My clients were getting great results. So I niched down to content marketing and grew my team even further. And yeah, I haven't looked back.
Awesome. That's amazing. I love that story, especially because a lot of people in, they kind of go through that entrepreneur journey, you know, like they use a little bit of their skills and they start working for somebody else. And then they like can see that they can do more and more. And you really, that's where you find your passion of what it is that like you're called to do.
I know. And you can do it on the side, right? And figure out what you like and you don't like. Like, I find that some people think, oh, it's an either or. Do I quit my job and start this? But I mean, granted, I burned the candle at both ends for a little while, but that's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah.
But then like you get a taste. And for me, I'm just like the potential for what you want to do, what you want to create. It's just like endless. Like you have total control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing I love about network marketing is it kind of does all of that, but it makes the process a little easier because the products and everything are all done for you. You know, you can just pull all of that in, but then it's taking your unique gifts, talents, and strengths and the things that you're good at and that you're interested in and creating like this holistic business where your network marketing company is just a tool in your toolbox and you can really show what your gifts and talents really are through it.
Absolutely. And yeah, when you are network marketing, there's like obviously the big company behind you, which is an amazing support system, but to not be afraid to individualize it and make it your own and show your personality and do extra things. I have a friend of mine that sells lip scents. And I'm just, again, from a marketing perspective, she's not a marketer, but like her posts are spot on. Like she has like these great little photos and some of them she gets from, I can tell, from the company, but like she puts her own spin on it or like humor, or she asks a lot of engaging questions. And that is one great tip, is that don't just show the products, but you like really ask questions, get people's opinions. People want to share what they think and how they feel and what they use and what, the, you know what I mean? And pictures of what they're doing with it. So like make it fun. Like it doesn't have to be all business. You know what I mean? And it's just the amount of interaction that she gets from people is really good.
Awesome. Well, and like, I love the asking questions and things like that for engagement, because it's interesting because people come to me and they're like, well, I'm not getting any engagement or anything like that on my posts. And then I go and look at them and it's like, well, it's because you're just telling them.
Yeah.
And that's it. You're not giving people an opportunity to actually respond to you. And
yeah,
really, you have to, especially on social media, you have to tell them what you want them to do.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you can do it in a fun way. It doesn't have to be totally contrived.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, your specialty really is repurposing content. And this is something that, like, if people are new to network marketing, they're new to social media, they don't really know what repurposing even
True.
Is. So let's talk about what it is with taking content, repurposing it, and how to actually do it. Like, what's a process that people can follow?
Yeah, you betcha. So I'll use an example because that's the easiest way to do it. And I know like a lot of network marketers, they'll do like how-to videos or explain a product or why you even need that. Or, you know, if it's about your skin, like why is your skin all ruddy and it's not shiny or whatever. So when you do a video, it is great to also, if you use, I'll share some apps too. So if you use repurpose.io, you can have any live Facebook that you do automatically publish to YouTube. So then you can have a YouTube channel and build your YouTube channel within there so that people can subscribe and they start following you. Now, when you do that YouTube video, like, or live Facebook, like really, there's a ton of content in there. So you've probably given your opinion. You've probably asked questions. You've probably shared three amazing tips within your little how-to video, even if it's only 5 minutes. So you can do what I call them snackable bites. So you can take little pieces of content out of that video. And if it's easier to get a transcript of it and then pick it apart, I personally just find it easier to listen to it and then write it down, then they become individual social media posts on their own. So if you asked a question in the video, don't be afraid to reuse that question and create a social media post with that on, you know, your other platforms, or just, again, like a week later, people aren't going to remember. And then if you shared, you know, three tips, say one of them is to, I don't know, it's going to be easy, but like wash your face before you go to bed, then that could be like just a standalone tip. Like, hey, reminder people today, when you go to bed, make sure you wash your face. And it could be like a cute little graphic or a GIF or whatever that is. And then that's just a quick little post that goes throughout your social media platforms. So like really like one video, you can pull probably out like at least 6 extra posts. So if you go live once a week, you've got extra posts to like scatter throughout the week. And then you can even, like, as you're listening to it, just think of a really good, like even like a quote or something that you've said. So then you can make a branded image with little quotation marks or whatever, a picture of you with it if you want to get real fancy with Canva. I use Canva. I love Canva. So, and there's free features. So if anyone wants to make amazing graphics and videos in there. But you can even take it one step further if you're really techie. And there's apps like Headliner.com, Headliner app. There's a bunch of other apps, but you can actually take like a video snippet. So instead of like resharing that whole 5-10 minute video, you can actually take like a little chunk of it out. And then it's like, make that a little video that goes out. That's just like a quick tip. Or, you know, you can resize it. The video, there's a tons of great apps. Repurpose actually will do that. So if you go live on Facebook, it'll resize it to make it square. You can even connect it to Otter, which makes the captions go across the screen. And then you can also, there's like a couple of buttons that you can resize it so that you can upload that video to IGTV. Because if you have a following in Instagram, you just want another avenue for people to consume content. And also, you know, as you know, Brooke, videos, like you just connect with people so much faster. They read your face. They see you. They just, there's that connection. They build that trust. They see you as an expert. So naturally they're going to go to you to find out, you know, what the best skincare is or what products are better or whatever.
Awesome. I love all of those ideas. And when you're talking about that, like my brain, I always go to systems.
And yes.
Thinking with that, you could totally, when you're coming up with ideas for your content, really this is coming up with like a theme for every week.
Yeah.
So if you go live on Monday and it's about like a skincare routine, then that's what you talk about all week. So you can ask engaging questions and all of that and use all of your content for that week. And then the next week you have a new theme. So I love that. Just system-wise, it makes it so much easier.
Yes.
To be like, oh, I only have to come up with 4 topics this month. That's really
totally easy. And then once you record it, then it's like, okay, I know that, you know, right then and there, I'm going to write 5 quotes or engagement posts or, and then I'm going to go into Canva and do this. So then you're like, bing, bang, boom. It's like you said, systematic, and then you pre-schedule it and then you're golden.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So how do you come up with tips or topics to talk about, you know, like, how do you start thinking about that? Cause I'm looking at this as, okay, I know I can create a video and I can do all of this, but what is it that I haven't talked about? Like, how do you come up with ideas?
That's true. And so it can be daunting, I'm telling you. So for me, I always think about the conversations that I'm having with my clients or my team throughout a given week. Like yesterday, something came up about cleaning e-lists. And so I just did a post in my Facebook group about, hey, make sure you clean your e-list. And so like there's things that come up on a daily basis that people ask you questions, have like a master list, write that down because you're like, ooh, that would make a good post later. Or, oh, I could do a video on that later. So it's like you just have to be really cognizant of what's going on in your day for you, what you're seeing. And then you can also go to like, I always beg, borrow and steal, is go to like the industry leaders and then obviously, you know, the company. And you can even go to like, say the top 10 reps of that company, right? See what they're doing and kind of like go to their YouTube channel or like kind of see what they're doing and what's getting good engagement. So don't be afraid to like, you know, do some R&D, check out some other people. It's quite all right. And then another great tip is hopefully the company is doing their own like blogs, right? And videos. So you can check that out. But even within those company blogs, like within a blog, most of them have like tips in them, right? So then you can pull those little tips out. Or you're like, ooh, I could totally chat about that one thing in that one blog for 3 minutes and give like a tip or whatever. So it just kind of like gives you ideas. And then I always create, I'm a spreadsheet girl, love spreadsheets.
Me too.
I know, right? And so I create like an idea board or an idea list, or if you love Trello and it has to be all pretty and color coordinated, that's good too. But just to create that big idea list so that you've always got something to pull from, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great ideas. And like if you have a Facebook group, one of the things I did to come up with ideas is I just asked them like, what are you struggling with most in like whatever it is, whatever the problem that you solve is. So if it's with skincare, if it's like whatever it is, because then they're just going to give you all the topics that they actually want to hear from you about.
Totally. So what you're going to talk about next is actually going to be relevant.
Right. So then
Totally.
it's more people are going to be engaged because they're like, oh, I had that question and now you answered it.
And yeah, it's like a double win.
Yes. Awesome. Well, how do people find out more about you if they want to know about like how they can, chat with you about ideas for social media or maybe hire you to do social media?
You bet. So they can just go to smoothbusinessgrowth.com. And then, yeah, of course, I've got, blogs and podcasts and social media. So I always love to share little tips. And again, if you're even looking at other marketers in general and you're like, oh, I like what they're doing, or even you, Brooke, like your posts and what you're doing, it's like you're not stealing. It's like you're being inspired. You're getting ideas from other people. Oh, I could do that. I'll obviously put my own spin or voice on it, but yeah, I could easily do that. Another great tip before I go is don't be afraid to share your own experiences and what goes on during your day. So like if you're selling skincare and you had an issue that morning yourself, don't be afraid to share it. If you had a mishap, if you loved something, just don't be afraid to share what's going on in your day or what goes on behind the scenes. Because people want to hear that. They want to connect with you and know what's going on in your life.
Well, and I think a lot of us were scared to be vulnerable because we feel like we have to have this like picture perfect
I
Instagram.
know it is hard.
And people don't actually connect to that.
No, they don't. I can't stand like on Facebook where there's like these beautiful pictures and they're all just like photographed like beautifully, and I'm like, A, I feel crappy about myself because I'm never gonna live up to that. And then I'm like, I'd rather connect with people that I know are like real human, like you and me, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you so much for all of your tips that you have given us today. And we'll make sure that we link to your website and everything in the show notes so people can go and click on that and follow you and see what it is that you're up to and get some more ideas.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks so much. There were so many great tips that Lindsay gave. So make sure you go check her out. And I would love to hear how it's working when you're trying this out. Try doing a Facebook Live every Monday and then taking that content and repurposing it throughout the week. Because as you're talking about one topic every single week, it's really going to help you understand really what it is that you're supposed to be talking about. It's going to help create that continuity, the consistency, everything with your brand that you're trying to create. And it's just going to make things so much easier. And if you're looking for a way that you can save even more time on your social media, make sure you go check out the Social Tenacity Hub. It is a social media scheduling platform that will schedule out all of your posts on every platform and make your life so much easier. So check that out at socialtenacityhub.com. See you guys all next time. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a two-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.